Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, and it's, I made sure I went and voted today. I always like voting on the day of, and, but I appreciate the community and the county for supporting me and making, the next 4 years. We look forward to it and look for the strengths of the community, and we're going to enjoy it. And, we strongly look forward to it.
Of course, you were unopposed in the tonight's election, and a kind of a thin crowd here at the Republican headquarters. But I'm sure a lot of people are tracking it and very interested in the results. So I think we kind of had this conversation after the last election, but what are you looking to do in the next 4 years?
Well, basically what we're looking towards is getting deputies into our county schools out there at Clinton Prairie and Clinton Central, working hand in hand with commissioners and council and the schools to get that done. And it looks positive. It looks bright. And, you know, that's probably the thing that we want to make sure that happens, that we can get things set up with the county and get things set up with the schools to make sure that we have deputies in those schools every day. And, you know, and that's one of the goals. The other goal is to hire the needed deputies that are going to we need in the community. So we're looking at we're closing a process next week, and we're going to hire more than likely 1 to 2 officers for next week. We'll have 2 new deputies named. So it's we're moving forward, and you know, and obviously technology and things like that. And I look forward to starting the build on a new facility, I hope. And you know, it's one of those things that we're at a point in our community and at our facility there in Frankfort that it's end of life, and we need to move forward and look at a new facility.
Would that be at a different location?
Yes, and gladly put it in a different location. And you know, and we've spoke with the commissioners, and we've talked with council, and you know, and it's the financial end. We got to find out how we're going to get this done with the lowest impact on our community.
So I'll let you go here. Things we only have one voting area left, and that's the EMA office is the last one.
It was full when I drove by at 6:15.
That's where I voted, and it was. I can guarantee you, it was full.
So, and I appreciate everybody that made their way out early, or the absentee voting, and also the voting on today. And it shows you the strength of a community that they're participating, that they're getting out there and voting, and you know, and it's greatly appreciated that our community gets out there and gets it done.
Rich Kelly, our sheriff at Clinton County for the next 4 years. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Take care.